Action.
Are we live?
We're live.
Fuck.
We're
All right, we're
back.
good. We're good. We're
We're allowed to
good.
do
We're
that here. We're allowed to do that here.
I don't know if we are allowed. Well, we're back. The Goat House is back with another podcast episode. If you're just finding us through here, we actually have a YouTube channel. Just search the Goat House Podcast, full NFL coverage. And we have a Twitter as well, always answering any questions, giving you live NFL updates, and keeping you guys involved in the podcast and in videos. So you're going to want to follow that as well. And that's kind of what we're doing here. I asked our Twitter followers to give us their bold predictions for the 2020 NFL season. And I got a lot of them. You know, maybe we won't get to every single one, but we're going to look through these and we're kind of going to play shot or no shot. If we think there's a chance that happens or if there's a no chance it happens. We're all going to have different opinions, and if any of us here doing the podcast want to kind of jump in and, you know, they think of a bold prediction that it's kind of related or they think of one along the way, we can discuss that as well. So we'll get into it right now. We got a good amount here from Twitter. A lot of our followers jumped in and gave us their bold predictions here. So first, some of these we'll kind of, you know, skip through. I'm going to look for some good ones because we got a lot of them. But from Ezekiel Gonzalez, Patriots will have a winning record. Is that bold enough there? Is
I
it
don't
like a
think it's
shot or no?
that
I'll give
bold.
it a shot. I'll
Yeah.
give it a shot.
I mean, there's definitely a shot. Yeah, I don't know if we're getting bold enough with that one.
Not bold enough.
Not bold enough. All right, moving on.
No.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
He's got another one. The Colts reach the AFC Championship. That's kind of
Okay,
bold.
that's kind of bold.
It's kind of bold. You think it happens? You think it can happen?
Think it can happen, but I don't think it will happen. So I'm saying no shot.
I'll give it a shot, but a lot of things have to happen. A lot of things have to happen.
I'm gonna say no shot. Yeah, just because first year quarterback, even though Rivers could be good behind the offensive line, I think first year, there's a lot of, I don't know, there's some really good pieces on that defense, but it's just not a consistent enough defense, and there's still some young guys everywhere. I don't know if the receiver units where I want it to be right now. So obviously there's some kind of percentage, but if I just say go off that, I'm gonna be saying shot for every single one of these. But I think it's a very, very low shot, so I'm just thinking it's not gonna happen. I'm just thinking it's not gonna happen.
I think the defense has to be like
I think it's
top two. I mean, the defense
top
is
two.
very, very good, but it's got to be
Top
like
two.
taking the ball away nonstop. Yeah.
I think it's more on Rivers. He's got to be more consistent. But you look at the Chargers, yeah, where he was on the Chargers, you can blame it on most of the times he threw interceptions, he was pressured and he kind of forced things, so it's mainly his fault. But now he has maybe the best offensive line in football, so you can argue he's not going to turn the ball over that many times. But he also doesn't have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, you know. So I mean, he has the running back group, you know, they can kind of
He
match
doesn't even
that.
have the defense either.
He doesn't have the defense either, but that defense could step up. But I'm just thinking, just looking at the past, first year quarterbacks, how tough it is, you know. Even though Frank Reich's there, he was the quarterback coach at the Chargers. He's then became the offensive coordinator, so they're familiar with each other. But yeah, I'm gonna say no shot. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no shot.
We got something similar here. Trevor Kinney says Colts make the Super Bowl and T.Y. Hilton potentially wins comeback player of the year. I think, yeah, kind of going back to last, I don't think the Colts make the Super Bowl. I think Hilton can win comeback player of the year, though. That's definitely a shot there.
Yeah,
I'd
I
give it a
think B has
shot.
more of a shot than A.
He
This is a
also,
little two-parter.
yeah, he also says the Raiders end up with a top three pick. So the Raiders are one of the worst three teams in football.
Oh.
No, you don't think any shot for that?
No.
I could see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
The worst three?
Yeah, I mean they had a surprising year last year, and I think I mean they had a lot of young guys, but still I think they could just definitely like I mean, you always see that with new teams, like they get new coaches, they have a new scheme. We always kind of talk about this. It's kind of hard to game plan around a team like you don't really have much film on, and that's kind of how the Raiders started off kind of hot, and then they kind of died down at the end because teams started to figure out what they were doing. I think they could maybe slump even if I mean especially if Derek Carr doesn't play well for
Pete,
them.
I totally get what you're saying, but realistically, there's going to be eight games at that new stadium, and nobody's
prospected that stadium yet. Nobody's done it.
Yeah,
So
I know.
You don't know what kind of intangible
I know.
They
I'm
have.
just saying.
And
I'm
there's
just
going to
saying.
be no fans in it.
I'm saying I could see it. I don't think it's going to happen. But I mean, I think I could see it
I think
happening.
it's. I would agree.
It's hard to.
I think it's certainly possible.
I think when you. I mean, when you. I think we were talking about this a little bit. When you look at and try to pick who's going to get the first pick, I mean, it's kind of hard. I think it's kind of hard to choose who's going to get the first pick. It
Yeah,
doesn't
you mean
really.
it's not the Jags?
Doesn't really seem there's that many like terrible teams in the league.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. That's why like almost anybody could end up with the top three pick. Because what teams are guaranteed? Like you're guaranteeing are going to be worse than the Raiders.
Jaguars.
All right, I need two more because it's top five.
Maybe the Patriots, but that's a like asterisk
Whoa.
Caveat. Maybe
I can
though.
see the
maybe.
I can see the Bengals just because Joe Burrow's going to be like developing.
That's
I
think
great.
Joe's
no,
ready to
the,
go.
The
I think it's just I think
Bengals
the
are going to be
team.
pretty. I think they're pretty damn good.
I think the team. I think
good,
the
good
team.
For
Really
Bengals.
Depends.
I think the team needs still some more, a lot more, like just talent. But I think Joe's going to be ready.
Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins, I think, are going to be
Redskins,
worse.
Maybe.
You can sit down and there's definitely got to be evaluating the teams, worst teams in the Raiders, but since there's really no terrible, terrible teams, anybody can finish down there, I think
it's tough, too, because there's always that one last place team that goes, I shouldn't say first place, because I think that, actually, does that happen like every year? Somebody goes from first, from worst to first?
It's kind of, it's,
almost every
yeah,
year?
It happens.
So the teams we're expecting to be on the bottom of that, dog shit list. Might not be dog shit after all. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. In terms of the Raiders, like evaluating them, I think they're pretty balanced, actually. Like, there's no major holes, but my problem with the Raiders is I got two problems, actually. There's no, you need those standout guys to go far. You need those crazy impact players. Josh Jacobs can be that. I mean, Henry Ruggs just didn't even play yet, but he can be that. But I don't know if they have enough of those big time standout players. And the other thing is they paid Mariota. The way they paid him was like, all right, you're probably going to play, or there's a good chance you're going to play. Like, they had to have him basically the way they paid him. And that kind of makes me think that they're not super confident in Carr, which you have the opportunities to maybe get better. You go and do it. So I understand that, but also shows me, yeah, they're not super, super confident with their quarterback. And if you're a team that's trying to win a bunch of games, you would hope you would be in that. So that's kind of my problem. I don't think they're going to end up with a top three pick, but I think there's a shot.
So if I say shot or no shot, Marcus Mariota will start over Derek Carr because he got benched, not injured, but benched. You're saying shot?
You're saying
I'm saying shot
at some
too.
Point during the season, not week one, right?
Yeah, not week one. I'm saying at some point Derek Carr is going to be the starter week one.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay, I'm
but if he's
shot.
Just atrocious and he gets benched.
Yeah, there's definitely a shot for that. Definitely a shot. I feel like Mariota plays games this year.
I like Derek Carr, man. I like that guy, man.
First half of the year, Derek Carr looked like a top 10 quarterback. Second half of the year, looked like easily a bottom 10 quarterback. Bottom 5 out of the 32 starters. So I don't know what happened there.
He played like bottom.
Right. Trevor Kinney also says Carson Wentz returns to MVP form and Philly is a top 2 NFC seed. I'm gonna say shot because I think Carson Wentz has kind of been overrated most of this time, but or not his that season he played to MVP standards before he got hurt. That was a great season that I think getting injured kind of set him back a little bit. He hasn't really been super consistent and healthy, and I think people are kind of just still think he's that same guy. I think he's kind of had to get back in that groove, and I think he can. This season, I think, right now they're healthy for now. They also drafted some weapons, multiple weapons actually, but they got Jalen Reagor in the first round. I think that just kind of makes him better, just another year being a young quarterback. So, and if he plays that good, they definitely get the 2 seed. So I'm going to say shot. Maybe it's not my prediction, but there's definitely a decent shot for that, in my opinion.
I can't go away from, I could give him a shot. I just don't, I guess I could see it, but I don't believe it.
No, they were so banged up, and they still. I know they didn't have a good record at the end of the year, but they still got in the playoffs, and I mean that's all that matters. I think they've gotten so much better this offseason too. That front seven's scary. They got Darius Slade. I mean, they always struggled to find a cornerback. Darius Slade is top ten corner in the league. So I think they. I mean, if they stay healthy, I think that's definitely legitimate.
I could see the team being good. I just don't know about, Carson Wentz. But I don't know. We'll see.
For me, he's the biggest question mark. Don't know. I don't trust Carson Wentz.
The health or his play?
Little bit of both.
Little
It's
bit
funny
of
that's coming from
both.
two Bears fans, and if he was on our team, he'd be like, kissing his feet,
I
bowing
would every
down to
time he
the
got
guy.
hit though, I'd be so scared. I'd be
Yeah,
so
for
scared.
real. Yeah, the injury
It'd
definitely,
be
the
like
numbers
Derrick
definitely
Rose
scare me.
post ACL. Every time he went to the ground, everyone held their breath.
Yeah, but we got
So
Super
it's not
Bowl
quite that bad. It's
champion
not quite that bad.
Nick Foles, all right? We have a Super Bowl
Yeah, I don't know
champion at the helm of our team, Junior.
what.
Here's a good one. Here's a good bold one. Nicholas Vandenberg. Falcons will make playoffs and Bucks won't.
No
That's
comment. This,
bold.
you guys got this.
Oh.
I think no shot there.
Yeah, I was gonna say
So
no
two
shot,
things
definitely on the
have to
Bucks
happen
part.
there. My problem with the Falcons team is definitely good enough to make it. I don't know about further than that. Like they like just their team, take away their schedule. Like this could be a wild card team. But you factor in that I don't think there's really even a question. I think they have the toughest schedule this season. You factor in that, when they play teams, who they play, where they play, yeah, at certain times there. That's what's making it tough. So I think the Falcons making the playoffs is definitely going to be a tough task. On top of that, the Bucks won't. Yeah, since it's a two for one that both have to happen, I'm gonna say no shot. But if you're telling me if it's just the Falcons make the playoffs, yeah, definitely shot. If it's the Bucks won't make, I definitely think they're gonna make it, but I would say shot because there's a new quarterback, there's a lot of new faces. They could struggle because for those reasons. But yeah, for both those to happen at the same time, I'm gonna say no shot. Anybody else? Did we already say? I think I was the last one to go.
Yeah, I already just said no shot.
And we got Goofy says Aaron Rodgers has a MVP season and leads the Packers to a Super Bowl victory.
I don't
I
think
would
the
give the
Bears
first
fans
part
can
of
answer
that.
this.
I would give Aaron Rodgers' possible MVP an absolute shot because it's Aaron Rodgers and the talents around him. But as far as Super Bowl, I would say no shot. I don't think the roster is good enough for a Super Bowl run, especially because they're so limited there as far as their depth, especially on the offensive side. I just don't see it.
I'm giving both no shot.
Whoa,
Whoa,
P.
both of them no shot.
Don't know. I didn't believe in the Packers going into last year, and they just proved me wrong. But I don't know. I just think they'll take a step back this year. Again, I'm not the biggest fan of LaFleur. I don't think. I don't think that. I don't know. I just don't think they gel well, LaFleur's offense and what Rodgers wants to do. And I don't think they really did give Rodgers any help this offseason either. So I don't know. I don't really see how. I mean, he definitely struggled last year. He could play better, but I don't think he's going to be MVP type this year.
What would it take? So 35 plus touchdowns, winning
Yeah.
record, winning the
But you
North.
also have to bank on
Yeah,
Mahomes
they got.
not doing as much as he can, or Lamar Jackson.
But if it's between them three, let's just say their stats are even. We know the weapons on both those rosters, and it's not as good as what Rodgers have. So I think you'd have to give the edge to. I'd say it's definitely possible Rodgers gets it. Especially for the fact that there is no offensive help, and it would be literally the most valuable player on that team and the NFL. But as far as Super Bowl, yeah, I don't think their depth can take them there.
I'm gonna say shot that Rodgers could win it, but yeah, I'm thinking the other guys, who's in the way? Like this, it's very low just because of that. And he said leads the Packers to Super Bowl victory. I think they can make it to the Super Bowl. I just don't see them winning it. It really depends on who they're a matchup against. I just don't see them winning it. It just felt like, the team like the Niners kind of found the flaws in the Packers last year, and it just. I just don't know. I just don't get the feeling they have enough to win it. I mean, they got worse in terms of their right tackle, which is losing Bulaga, which is a very important piece in their offense. Key to their offense there being Rodgers being able to roll out to the right, so that kind of hurts a little bit. And it really didn't feel like they got better defensively adding people, but they had a lot of first year guys last year, so they kind of can get better by default. But I think they can be very solid, but I just don't see them winning it. Junior.
Yeah,
He
I
said no
mean,
comment on.
I mean, that was on the last one. But I'm with Dan, kind of like I can see Rodgers kind of having a year, and I kind of think that, I guess the Packers, them drafting Jordan Love, I think you're just going to see Rodgers kind of play with like an edge. And I don't know. He's one of those guys that doesn't really need motivation to play well, but he's kind of got it now.
Did Rodgers win? He won an MVP, right? He won two.
He won multiple MVPs, I believe.
Ask Google.
Think,
You could ask Google.
when's the last time he won, though? I feel like it's just been a really long time. And, like, think about his weapons back then, too. Jordy Nelson was
He won
really,
in
really good.
2015. He won it once, 2015,
No,
unless Google's
2015.
lying to me.
I see 2014 and 2011.
Google's lying.
Okay.
Well, interesting.
And who was his weapons then? He had Jordy Nelson. He had Randall Cobb, was pretty good. He had James Jones,
Donald
I think.
Driver.
I don't know. I think Donald Driver was Donald Driver there still? I don't
I
think
think it
so.
was the
Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings.
Greg
I mean, he had
Jennings.
all these weapons, and he doesn't really. He's got Devontae Adams, who's definitely top 10, but he doesn't have anyone else there.
Yeah, it might be tough, actually. They kind of ignored that receiver position, so it might get tough on him. Next one, a couple of you guys might like this one. It's from Mitch. Nick Foles plays 16 games and wins comeback player of the year.
Shot.
I think it's a shot.
I
It's a
think he's
shot.
I think he's playing every game.
Yeah. I mean, what if he
Well, he's
gets
got to
hurt,
stay
though?
healthy. Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna get hurt. I
But
like
I mean, I think that's a pretty easy one.
his injury was
It's
a
definitely a
broken
shot.
bone. That's not one of those injuries that like you worry about them getting again.
Collarbone. Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers broke his collarbone what? Twice?
Twice. I think Tony Romo did the same thing too.
Didn't Foles
Tony
break it
Romo had all the
twice?
back issues though.
Just saying that's like
I think a
that's a
broken bone is
that's
different than a muscle tear.
that's I mean that's kind of true, but I mean collarbone for a quarterback, that's you see in the past too. It's pretty it's not a good
I
not a
think
good
it's a pretty good easy answer. I think it's shot. Play he has a shot to play 16 games and win comeback player of the year. I know that's kind of a two for one, but
I love it.
I think
Big
it's
fan of that,
definitely a
actually.
shot. Next
There's
one.
like, I feel like
Go ahead.
there's we were talking about we brought up two comeback player of the year things. I feel like I don't know, every year you just like wonder like what qualifies someone as a comeback player of the year. Like how many games they have to miss. Like Ryan Tannehill won it this last year. He played, I mean he played a
Yeah,
lot
but his
last or
comeback
did.
also was due to like the way
That's
he
what I
was
mean.
playing
So
in Miami was not as good.
I'm just
And then he
saying like
comes to,
how
yeah.
what like qualifies you as comeback players. So I feel like there's so many people that can qualify for that award.
Well, I think yeah, in Tannehill's case was well, he was hurt in the past, but mainly he was like looked like he was pretty good in the past, and all of a sudden he wasn't so good, and then all of a sudden he was really good all of a sudden. So I think that kind of there's multiple
Like how
ways
many
that.
games? Like how many games did T.Y. because we had T.Y. Hilton too. How many games did he miss last year?
I think he missed enough where he could be considered, yeah.
That's what I mean. It's just
Because he was
like.
when he was playing, he wasn't fully healthy either. So
But they always give the
that
edge to the
counts.
quarterback on that, though, don't they? Oh, I guess not
All the
necessarily on
awards,
that.
even the
In general,
defensive awards.
Anyways,
that's
I thought it was
true.
just interesting. We're getting comeback player of the year, bold predictions.
YZ says three NFC West teams make the playoffs. Shot or no shot. So between yeah, the Niners, Seahawks, Cardinals, and Rams, I think there's definitely a shot. I think
Think
yeah,
so
there's
too.
definitely seven teams. Remember, seven teams make the playoffs in the NFC now. Well,
So one
both,
of the
but.
teams will get the extra. Third, I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think it's definitely. I don't know if that's even bold enough. I think it's. I don't have three teams in from the West, but I was very, very close to having the Cardinals make it.
That'd be a
I mean,
good. That would be a good
I
bet. That
think
would be a good bet. Vegas.
that's the best division in football right there.
You talking shit about the
Whoa,
NFC
Pete.
North?
Yeah, whoa,
The
Pete.
NFC North is just complete. I'm not even gonna say it. I was gonna swear, but
Oh yeah, don't
you
can't
can
swear on
swear.
here, Pete.
We already swore a
Complete
couple.
dog shit.
Somebody get this
Oh
guy
my
out of
God,
here.
complete dog.
Why the NFC North? I don't think there's like a really weak team, but I don't think there's like a great team.
Mean, the
That's good. We'll
Lions
see.
are great to me. They're great.
They got a good roster. They just gotta get it
They do
together.
have a good roster.
This person also says Dolphins have a top 10 defense. Shot or no shot.
Their defense is going to be
Dolphins?
decent. Not top 10, but I think they're going to be decent.
Dolphins?
Yeah, Dolphins.
I don't think it's top 10.
Yeah, just based on the roster, no shot. But I mean, you could have a team come out of nowhere with insane amount of takeaways.
I mean, they have a
But
really they.
I like what they did. I liked what they did in the offseason with free agents and draft, but I think it still needs some time to grow.
Let me take a look at the schedule, because I think the schedule is going to play into this.
I think they did really well in the offseason. They might have the best corner duo in football. Xavien Howard needs to stay on the field. We missed him last year. I love Kyle Van Noy. He kind of played a mixture role with the Patriots, pass rusher slash off the ball linebacker. Brian Flores is the coach for the Dolphins and defensive coordinator, or defensive coach, obviously, and runs the defense. I mean, and he came from the Patriots, so he's gonna play that similar role. But do they have like a true pass rusher, to pair along with him? Got some guys that can play, but it's too fresh, too new. I don't think they can have a top 10 defense. It might be better than people think, but I don't think top 10.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no shot. I'm looking at the schedule right now. They got a lot of teams that's gonna put up points regardless of the defense. So if I'm looking at that, it's gonna take away. They could be playing great, but once they play these teams, they're gonna get crushed.
Texans miss playoffs. Is there this person's other one? I don't think that's bold enough. And they.
It's not bold at all.
Matt, this person, Nathan Bauer. Matt Patricia is the first coach fired. He'll lead the Lions to an 0-4 start and be fired during the bye. That's pretty specific. Pretty
Very
specific.
four. Oh, and four.
Shot.
They're giving up.
Shot.
They're giving up on him that quick? I don't think so.
I'm gonna say no shot because I don't think the Lions start 0-4. I think the Lions are good early in the year. They're always good early in the year. They sneak some games off. They got a solid roster. Matt Stafford's healthy. The whole team's healthy. That's
But
when
that's
they're.
not the question. The question is if they start 0-4, you're saying that you don't see it. But if they do, we obviously know that they should have been good. I say shot. Maybe not week 4, but if it continues.
If they start, or so you're
Is
saying
there
if they,
bye week 5?
I'm assuming here, if they do start 0-4, yeah, I'd say it's definitely a good
They
shot.
they've underperformed every single year with Matt
I
Patricia.
think
Yeah, they might
that's
start hot, but they're
way.
underperformed.
I think that's way too early to fire someone in the season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say if their
I think
bye
there's
was,
absolutely 0% shot.
if the Lions start
I'd say if their
0-4, there's like a 0% chance they're making the playoffs, it almost feels like, just because of the Lions. So I feel like they might just clean house right then and there.
How often do teams not fire on the bye week? I don't
That's a
know.
tough question. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like a majority of them come during a bye week because they could prepare for it, but I mean, that's if it really is week 5 for their bye week, then I'd say no shot. But if it's later in the year and they're still, underachieving, then I would give it a big shot.
We got next one, Rishi Bhakta. Lions will win the division. So another Lions related one there.
That's very bold.
I
I'm
don't
gonna
know.
give it a shot.
I think
I'm gonna
there's
give
a
it a shot.
shot because
I'm gonna give it a shot too.
I don't think there's
I think
any runaway team in the NFC North. Like I think they're.
I was gonna agree with that and say that it's kind of what you said earlier, that the teams are closer together than further apart as far as
Yes.
talent.
Yeah.
Way to
Yeah.
word it.
So
Way to
thanks, man.
word it. Yeah, so I think it's definitely a shot, actually. It's pretty bold just because it's the Lions, but I think there's definitely a shot there. Like, if Matt Stafford stays healthy and continues to play pretty consistent, and I would almost guarantee the defense has got to be better than it was last year. So they definitely have a shot. Definitely have a shot there. I'm trying to find another good one. Phillip Rivers from Javier Carrera. Phillip Rivers has his best season of his career, and Cam signs with the Chargers.
Ooh.
I'm gonna
I'm gonna say
say.
shot for or no shot for the first one,
I'm gonna
shot for the second one.
say no shot for both. I don't think Phillip Rivers is just this ta the arm talent isn't where it was, and he had some really good seasons. And I mean, the Chargers got Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert, who they just took 6th overall. I just don't see them signing Cam Newton, so I'm gonna say no shot for both.
I
Yeah.
agree.
No shot.
We're in agreement. Okay,
Get it
except for
out of here.
Junior, get
Get it
him
out of
out.
here. Sorry, guys. Thanks for coming, Javier.
Next one from Drew Season. Alvin Kamara has more all-purpose yards than Christian McCaffrey.
Shot.
I
No
always see
shot.
Kamara, but I'm gonna say no shot for
No
all-purpose
shot.
yards. He can have more rushing yards for sure. I'm gonna say no shot there.
Yep.
All right, we're moving through
I'm going
these.
shot.
Pete's going shot.
You want to
Out of here,
explain yourself,
Pete.
Petey?
You gonna explain yourself?
I think
Obviously,
Kamara was
Mahomes.
just playing banged up. I think we watched their rookie years, and Kamara was the better running back. I'm not saying he's the better running back now, but I'm saying he was better their rookie years. I think he
Hear
played.
me
I
out
think
though,
he
Pete. Let me change your
played banged
mind.
up. And what if McCaffrey just? I mean, there's definitely a shot. Like, what if McCaffrey takes a beating this year and like he starts slowing
That's
down
a
too?
shot. That's definitely a shot, but hear me out on this. What weapons do the Saints have on that roster?
A
Got quite a
lot.
few of them, would you agree? Yeah.
Yeah.
Panthers. What kind of weapons do they got over there?
They got some decent ones.
Yeah, but new
Not as
quarterback,
much
they're gonna rely on
as
that
the
running
Saints.
system even more.
Yeah.
I would say no shot. No
I mean,
shot.
I think McCaffrey's gonna be better. I think McCaffrey's gonna finish off with more all-purpose yards, but I think there's a shot though.
I think it would depend on
Okay.
injury, and if he does take a beating, I get that. But if I'm not taking that into consideration, I would just say no shot, just because of the amount of touches that McCaffrey gets in general.
Okay. Ashley David Soden. The Bucks don't live up to the hype and finish last in the NFC South with a sub 500 record. I'm gonna say no shot.
No shot.
You're telling me they got to finish worse than, well, the Saints is obviously realistic, but the Panthers and the Falcons, I just don't think so. Maybe the Saints and one of those teams I just named, but not all of them. Anybody saying shot for this?
No shot.
I can see them disappointing and not winning the division.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see them be. I can. I would give them a shot for missing the playoffs. I just don't think the roster's that. I don't think the roster is as bad as last place in that division. The roster would carry him.
Oh, here's one for Junior here. The
Oh no.
Olmeister, Josh Allen from the Bills, will win MVP.
No, that's a little too bold for me.
So you're saying no
But what if he was a
shot?
top five quarterback in the league?
He's got to be number one, though.
Why would top five win MVP?
Maybe the other teams suck and he takes the Bills really, really far. I don't know. You tell me, man.
I'm gonna say no shot on this one.
I'm saying no shot. I'm a believer in Josh Allen, but I'm gonna say no shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him no shot as
No
well.
shot.
The Rams will be the only team to not get a win in their division. Oh, okay. He's saying I think in division games. I was reading it as just not win a
At
game at
all.
all. So lose to the Niners twice, Seahawks twice, and Cardinals twice. I can see it. I don't think it's gonna
I
happen,
can see
but I
that.
can see it. Those are some tough opponents there.
Oh man.
That's
I'd say they
tough.
take one against the Cardinals. If they're gonna just collapse like that, I would say they take one against the Cardinals.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
If I'm a betting man.
Oh.
Here's a
Yeah.
good one. This one's got Pete written all over it.
Oh
Uh,
boy.
from from Xander Zupon. I'm kind of kidding, by the way.
Does Mariota go to the goal line?
Dak Prescott holds out
Oh.
all season, causing Tony Romo to come back to play for the Cowboys and lead them to the playoffs.
See?
Not with an open seat
No, I
for
think there's a
announcing Booger
shot. No.
McFarland comeback.
Oh my God.
That's a good one. We don't have to answer that one though, because it's we know the answer.
No, let's hear it out here. Everyone give their best defense.
Somebody says Arizona wins the division. I don't know if that's bold enough. Yeah, that's pretty bold. Seahawks and the Niners. Dylan says Arizona wins the division. They'll be good. Then they have the easiest schedule in the division, in my opinion. I'd say shot.
I'm gonna give him a shot. Injuries would have to, in my scenario, injuries would have to be taken into consideration. So I could definitely see them without injuries, possibly finishing second in that division over the Seahawks. But I don't know if they're good enough to be over the. Yeah, they're definitely not good enough to be over the Niners. But injuries would have to be with the Niners, in order for that to happen.
Here's a good looking one. I got a good looking one for you guys.
Ooh.
From Alex Wright. Bills don't win the division.
Oh, that's kind of bold, actually.
And somebody said, but then who does? I'm gonna say there's a shot the Bills don't win a division. I think they're gonna win. I think it should be pretty clear cut they win. But I'm gonna say shot because even though I'm a believer in Josh Allen, he's still kind of iffy. You know, he could have those moments where he kind of gets turnover prone, and you know it kind of costs them a bit. So I think it's possible. And Bill Belichick, the wizard over there, and the Patriots, They could. I could see them being shockingly very solid, even without Tom Brady and some of the pieces. Sometimes they, you know, you think they could just figure it out, no matter who they got. So I'm gonna say shot, and I think it would be the Patriots if the Bills don't win.
I would agree, 100%. Yeah. One team I was thinking was the Patriots, just because it's Bill.
What about the Jets, though?
I just Gase. Mm. I just can't get with Gase. I don't know. I can't get with him.
I don't know. Like, I want to say, I think there's, I guess I'll say shot, but I mean, I've been telling the Bills fans to call it to cool a little bit, but I also said that their division is very bad and they're probably going to win it anyways, but I don't know. I could just see Josh Allen just blowing it this year and just not being good and taking the team down with them, but I still think they could win the division even if that happens.
Think he's going to Trubisky, though? Is that what you're
saying?
That's
what I'm thinking.
Ooh, okay.
But I mean, the year before, the Bears were pretty dang good, even though Trubisky wasn't the greatest. He wasn't terrible, but he was definitely holding the team back.
That's Pro Bowl Mitch Trubisky to you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I can see
alternate Pro
Bowl. I just have a feeling it's going to be kind of similar. The Bills will be a similar team as the Bears from 2 years ago.
Okay. Eric Kirkpatrick says the Redskins will win their division, a solid defense with a new head coach and a second-year rookie that will be more comfortable playing at the NFL speeds. Redskins win a division, shot or no shot?
Mm-hmm. No shot.
No shot.
So they got to get through two teams in that division in order to get there, and I don't see it happening.
I'm going to do something crazy here.
He's going to say shot.
I don't think it happens, say shot because that defense might be pretty nasty. That pass rush, and it's not unrealistic to think the Eagles can be beat up again. Cowboys first year, you know, Mike McCarthy, new coach there, some struggles with the front office and Dak, and they looked pretty sloppy last year. It could be a weak division again, and the Redskins kind of know who their quarter. They know their identity. Unlike last year, they have a better coaching staff and they have a really good defense. I think there's a shot. Don't think it'll happen. I think more likely they finish third even, but I think there's a shot because I think it could all be that close.
I'm getting off. I don't like this. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Getting uncomfortable.
Next yeah. one is from Dork Prescott. He's got six for us. This
rapid fire. Let's go.
This is a real easy one. Brady plays hard to prove he doesn't need Bill Belichick, and the Bucks are the first or second seed in the NFC. That's definitely shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Number two, both the Eagles and the Cowboys exceed expectations and both go far in the playoffs. I'd say shot.
I agree. I think that's actually going to happen. I don't think that's bold, really.
All right, shot. All right, here's one for Pete. The Titans proved their run last year was not a fluke, and they get more than 10 wins.
Shot.
Oh, Pete's in.
I don't think that's that bold.
Just when just when they get you, Pete, they're going to let you down. That's how it happens.
9-7 again.
9-7.
5 years in a row.
Number four, the Ravens start to become predictable and get no more than 10 wins.
Ooh, I think that's a shot, too.
I think that's a shot.
Who is this? Dork Prescott at Victor Martin.
You better give him a follow, Pete. Give him a follow.
I'm liking this right now. I'm liking his take. So
are you sure you're liking it? Here's number five.
Oh, boy.
Get him.
Nick Foles leads the Bears of the playoffs.
That's a shot. Say it, Pete. Say it. Go ahead and say it.
That's a shot, too. I don't think that's that bold. We just talked. I gave the Lions a shot. Of course, I'm gonna give the Bears a shot.
Oh, Pete said it again. He said it twice.
Sometimes we don't know what to get from you, man.
The Browns.
It's a big shot.
The Browns have a better record than the Steelers.
Ooh, that's bold. That one's a bold one.
Shot.
Man, I want to say I'm saying shot, but only because there's a shot that Big Ben Roethlisberger gets hurt again. I think if Big Ben stays healthy, the Browns don't. Yeah, I can't wait for those Browns-Steelers games, though.
Browns-Steelers.
You're going to have to throw Mason Rudolph in there.
Are those any of those primetime?
Go hit the quarterback.
Right. Are any of those primetime games or no?
They got to be. I mean, those are going to be the most-watched games in history right there.
My God.
Right after those Vikings-Seahawks games.
Oh no, forget those ones.
And those Jags Titans games.
And Dalvin Cook's
No,
not
but
even
don't
playing.
worry. Dolphins Jags will be a Thursday night football game this year, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't we?
Yeah,
What was
it's
the
no
Tank
longer
Bowl
Titans
last year?
Jags.
Redskins Dolphins was Tank Bowl last year.
Oh, get another one?
Yeah, even though I end up after that point, I end up being whoever played the Bengals pretty much. Well, I think the Bengals, yeah, well, they end up with the first
Yeah.
pick, but it was Dolphins Redskins at that time, so that was considered the Tank Bowl. Next one from Sean Jordan. Daniel Jones is an MVP candidate. I'm saying no shot.
No shot, not even
No
close.
shot.
All right, GOAT says Bills will have the best defense in the league, and Tre'Davious White wins Defensive Player of the Year. Bills being the best defense in the league is not even bold. I'm gonna say shot. Tre'Davious White wins Defensive Player of the Year. I'm gonna
Shot.
say I think he's good enough. The talent is there, but I'm gonna say no shot. I just don't see. I do think there's better corners. Like I mean, only a couple, but he has to get over them. But he also mainly. He has to get over the pass rushers, whether it's even strictly pass rushers or guys that, like Aaron Donald, that really aren't pass rushers, but they get that crazy pass rush. So I think he has to kind of overcome too many players in more important positions on top of that. So I'm going to say no shot.
But who won
I'm gonna
last
give him a
year?
shot.
Yeah, that's true, but he has to be
Was
better
an
than
off year for
Gilmore.
Edge. It was an off.
Somebody
It was an
that
off
I was
year.
surprised Gilmore won it, honestly. I think somebody with the sacks is going to get it this year. With the big sacks numbers are
I'm
going to
with
is going
you.
to get it. Yeah, he's with me.
I'm going shot for both.
Same.
All right.
He's just pandering to the audience.
No, I love
Chargers
Tre'Davious White.
from Yes Sir. Chargers win the AFC West as a shocking worst to first.
I don't think it'd be
Bold.
that shocking.
I'm gonna say no shot.
I think
Oh,
no
just
shot
shot
too.
too. I think their defense is alone good enough to get them, a pretty good amount of wins. But they also you have to factor in who they're going against. You have to be better than first. You have to be better than the Raiders and the Broncos, and that's kind of tough itself. The Broncos will be pretty good, but then they've got the Chiefs up there. So I think too much has to happen. So I'm gonna say no shot.
I was gonna say
There's
there's
two.
an easier
You just.
chance that the Broncos take the division and the Chargers.
I'd agree.
For sure.
Okay.
Chris Z says Saquon Barkley with 2,500 scrimmage yards in all N four
Oh.
NFC West teams making the playoffs, but none is going to the Super Bowl. So the first one, Saquon Barkley at 2,500 scrimmage yards. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Said this
Most he had last
sometime.
year?
Yeah, I was just thinking like that's a lot.
He needs
Like
to
that.
play every game. And they need to give him the load because we've seen him miss snaps, games.
I don't think so.
And then they're still in that mode. You see these young, really good players like where, yeah, they continue to get hurt and somebody want to label them injury prone. I don't know if anybody's doing that for Barkley, but it's really not that. They're in that kind of that early stage of their career where they're playing it safe. They don't want to ruin. Their long-term career. I still think they're in that stage. So if he's even slightly injured, and they limit him, because there was times last year, but he said he was going to play, like he wanted to play, but they wouldn't let him. I still think they're in that stage. So I think it'll take a minor injury to keep him kind of back from having a chance to get that. So I'm going to say no shot.
Yeah, no shot. I'm looking at the stats right now. He didn't even come close.
Well, yeah, last year he missed a bit. And all four NFC
Well,
West.
even the prior year, sorry.
And all
He still
NF
needed 500 more yards.
all four NFC West teams making playoffs, but none going to the Super Bowl. I'm gonna say no shot.
Don't think
I don't
so
think
either.
all four.
No, I think, I
Yeah,
mean,
you
you got the
didn't.
Bucks and the Saints, you got the Eagles and the Cowboys, and I don't know. I just think those teams are going to get in for sure, so it's just hard to pick all four from the West.
Yeah, like Seahawks, Niners. Likely, but then both the Cardinals, and even if you think you're on the Cardinals train, like I kind of am, even though I had them just on the outside, you have to be Cardinals and Rams train basically. So yeah, I'd say no shot.
I
Dylan
agree.
says Lions make the playoff. We already saw that. If they, yeah, Stafford wins comeback player of the year, I think shot.
Especially if he wins the division. Yeah, shot.
Jags win less than three games.
These. Yeah.
I'm gonna say shot. This is from David Hall. I'm gonna say shot, but it's tough because you evaluate these teams. The roster really isn't. It needs to be better. It's not super terrible though. It's not super terrible, but somebody is going to lose a lot of games. Somebody has to, you know, be that team. Like, it's just, it, you know, so I think there's definitely a shot.
That's a shot. They're my prediction for tanking this year. They want Trevor Lawrence.
From happy Thunder fan, hype Chiefs fan, OK Royals fan. That's one person, by the way. The Saints fall off and go 8-8, and Breeze calls it quits after. Ooh.
That's bold.
It's bold. It's too specific to say shot. If you would say the Saints missed the – oh, that's even tough because there's seven teams. But I can – you know, Breeze has to decline at some point, which I think slightly been declining the last couple years. I just don't see enough of a drop-off, though. I'm gonna say no shot on. That's tough. He can call it quits after that. I'm gonna say he definitely can call it quits after this year, for sure. I think there's definitely a shot to that. If you would, it's tough.
There's no shot.
Yeah, 8-8. I don't see any shots. 8-8.
We're talking about this recently. Like, a lot of people, including myself, like every year, like always pick the Saints as like a super, like your Super Bowl team. Like to make it from the NFC, and like we always see that they just choke. They only won one title with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. I mean it's more than a lot of teams win, but still, like when we pick them over and over again every year, and they just kind of disappoint in the playoffs. It's just kind of funny, but like the reason why everyone picks them to win every year is because the roster is just so talented. I just don't think there's any way.
A sure thing, whether season team.
I just
like,
that's what I mean. I just don't think. I just don't think there's any way they can miss the playoffs with that roster and their coaching staff.
Yeah, I'll say no shot. Next one from I'm Special. Always replying to somebody, actually. We're going to come back to this one. First post was from Dylan. Vikings don't make the playoffs. I'd definitely say shot. There's definitely, mm-hmm. definitely a chance they don't make it. And then somebody replied to it. Vikings win a division. Daniel Hunter wins Defensive Player of the Year. Cousins is a top 10 MVP prediction, but won't win it. They at least make the NFC Championship game and score at least 13 points in it.
Too specific.
This is very...
I'm going to say shot, but the 13 points really threw me off there.
Go ahead. Okay, the Vikings win the division. I think there's a shot. Because we have the division's pretty wide open. They're all pretty even. We said that. Daniel Hunter wins Defensive Player of the Year. I definitely think there's a shot at that. He's getting better every year and already playing kind of at that level. Cousins, top 10 MVP. I think there's a shot. If you say Cousins can win the MVP, I'm going to say no shot. But top 10 really isn't that. You know, if he's the 10th, you know, that's not really out there. They at least make the NFC Championship game.
I'll give him a shot on that. I'll give him a shot.
I don't think there's a shot on that one.
If Cousins is playing like that,
yeah, that's tough. If Cousins improves again, because 2 years ago he was decent at best, that might be generous. Last year he was pretty solid last year for the most part. There were some games you obviously want different. My point is he improved a good amount. If he improves again, then they're going to be a pretty scary team. But even if that, and I'm not really predicting them to improve again. So even if that, there's a lot of new faces on the team, a lot of young guys. It seems like they can't really get over that hump. So I don't know if they can make it there. That's a tough one.
Especially if Dalvin Cook's going to be a little, I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
A jerk.
Jerk. Yeah, jerk face, big time.
A Jay Cutler's jerk face. He will always be jerk face.
That's fine.
All right, well, stupid face.
We burned that.
All right. Anybody got anything else on that one?
We got nothing.
Next one from SCU Productions. Drew Lock will be in the race for NFL MVP. So that's the first
no
part.
No shot.
Yeah, I'm going to say no shot. I'm a believer in Drew Lock. It's too early, though. And Von Miller and Bradley Chubb will combine for 30-plus sacks.
Shot.
I'm going to say shot.
Shot.
Mm-hmm. I was all over that last wicked. Year. Just let me down.
But Chubb got hurt.
Yeah.
He's got a nice Chubb going this year, so he'll be good. Giants win the NFC East from Will Thompson.
No shot.
I'm gonna say no shot for the Giants. I think I'm
like I already said multiple times, I'm real high on the Eagles and Cowboys this year.
Vikings from David Hall. Vikings finish under 500.
That's a shot.
So 7 wins is the max. I don't see them. I don't see them finishing under 500. I think it's very realistic to think they can win like 9, maybe even win 8, going 8-8. But for some reason, I just don't see that. I just don't see it under. I guess somebody in that division, though, like, yeah, if the Lions are the team that's hot, then somebody's going to have to be at the bottom, and very well could be them. So, yeah, it's possible, I guess, 7-9.
Give him a shot.
It's just a shot, I guess, for 7-9. Anything under that, I don't see. Chris Shores, Ravens, 19-0, win Super Bowl. Lamar wins another MVP.
No shot.
No shot because the 19-0.
That would be wild.
Bless.tm, Cardinals are going to the bowl. I'm going to say no shot.
No shot.
We talked about that. We talked about Josh Allen. We talked about that. AFC West will be the best division in football with the Chiefs as the number one seed and the Chargers and the Broncos as two wild card teams. I'm going to say shot. Definitely shot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Somebody else talking about Saquon Barkley's scrimmage yards. We talked about that. From Cody Woodman, Jacksonville Jaguars are 8-8 or better.
Ooh,
no shot.
I'm gonna say no shot. I'm not a big Gardner. It's funny because I think I was higher on Gardner Minshew in the pre-draft process than pretty much everybody, but I didn't really think he was going to be a starting quarterback. Like, I'm just thinking as a backup, like, I think he should go earlier than what people are grading him at. And then now I think there's like a lot of hype around Gardner Minshew. I'm not really a big believer for him to be. I think he can be, you know, he's proved that he's maybe better than everyone thought. I just don't think he's going to win them more than 8 games or even 8 games. Factoring in that they have, you know, the running backs Fournette, he's pretty solid, but he's pissed off. The offensive line's okay. Receiver unit, DJ Chark's improving. I guess they added Chenault. It's nothing crazy, though, factoring in that, yeah, I like the pass rush, but other than the actual pass rush, the roster itself on top of Gardner Minshew, you need to be able to bank on him. You know, I just don't think there's enough there for 8-8 or better. So I'm going to say no shot.
I don't think the management even wants that.
Yeah.
Steph, that's funny. It's like reminding me of listening to Bustin' with the Boys, and Will Compton said that it's an 8-8 league. Like every team's like built and designed to go 8-8, which I kind of like. Obviously, like not every team goes 8-8, but like I kind of agree with it. Like basically, it's this point saying like basically, any player in the NFL is like there for a reason. Like there's so much talent in the NFL, and like any of those guys can play. Just really depends on which team kind of makes the plays on that day. We always like hear the saying of like any given Sunday, or like we never know what injuries are going to happen, or I don't know. You never know what's going to happen, but just kind of like reminding me of that. Like every team's talented. It's not like that's why I was kind of saying earlier the Jags could be like not as bad as everyone's kind of saying they are.
I give them at most 6 wins.
All right. I think that's high.
Ooh. 0-16?
That's low.
Ooh.
Just went from one extreme to the other.
Future Bundestrainer. Panthers getting the 5th seed in the NFC. Shot or no shot?
Who?
Panthers. 5th seed. So, okay, well, I'm going to change it. Panthers make the playoffs. Shot or no shot? I'm going to say shot. I don't think it happens, but I'm going to say because they're too young, too new. But I think, yeah, having that Joe Brady offense, what he did with LSU, and, Teddy Bridgewater, McCaffrey, DJ Moore getting better, I think they kind of have that game plan factor for them. So it might be tough to game plan against a Joe Brady offense, like it was for, I know it was a college level, but I mean, we saw the success that Joe Burrow had. You know, Joe Brady's a big part of that. Now he's with the Panthers. So I think teams could struggle to figure them out. So that could definitely get them in. So I'm gonna say a shot.
I'm just going no shot.
Not feeling them?
Not feeling them.
From BB Dubs exclusive writer, the Texans will finish last in the AFC South.
This is what I was talking about. I mean, I think there's a shot there. I think the Jags might not be as bad as everyone's thinking they are.
I just don't see Sean Watson finishing last in the division. I'm gonna say no.
I don't know. Bill O'Brien's causing a lot of problems with that team over there.
So I'm saying no shot.
What about the other two over here?
I say no shot.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry, I was reading something.
Texans finished last in the AFC South.
Ooh. I'm gonna say no shot.
Okay. From Bailey, Baker Mayfield wins MVP, Cardinals win the NFC Championship game. I'm saying no shot, whoa. No shot.
The most random too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm giving them. I think Baker could be pretty darn good, but no MVP for Baker.
Yeah.
I'm
with you, Dan.
From Keels B98, Seahawks miss the playoffs. I feel like they got worse in terms of their roster.
They always sneak in, though.
I feel like they got worse, not like enough worse, and they still have, no matter how, and why I say that is because they don't have Clowney anymore. They didn't really address they got some young guys to add in there, but, you know, and there's some guys on there that are good that aren't really getting any better. They didn't really address the pass rush mainly to help them now. But they still have Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson's still going to go out there and ball out. I think the offense will be better. I don't know if it didn't get better. I think it will be better, though. So I don't think they – I'm going to say no shot. Seahawks make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going to go no shot, too. I just think – I don't know. I think Pete Carroll's – I don't know if you would call him underrated. I think he's one of the best – I don't know. You call him underrated coach? I think he's one of the best coaches in the league, for sure.
I wouldn't call him underrated.
Top three.
I wouldn't say he's top three. They get really conservative at times. It's kind of part of their game plan, but
I'm gonna give him a shot for missing the playoffs.
Okay.
Oh.
You could have the Rams come out of nowhere. You know the Niners are gonna win the division. You have the Rams come out of nowhere.
You don't know.
How do you know that?
I think they're good enough, man.
They are good enough, but
how do you know that?
I don't know.
Saw them.
Well, I think they always find players for defense. Like, they always just, like, I don't know, just find some guys that can step in and make an impact. And I think, yeah, like you said, I think their offense is going to be a lot better this year.
From Anti-Mims, Browns win AFC North. I'm going to say no shot. First-year head coach Stefanski could be okay, but they also... even though they got better on the offensive line, I still worry about it a little bit. And they also kind of got to get past that. And the Bengals could be sneaky, so that's one thing. You expect them to be better than the Bengals, but that's one thing. And you got to get past the Steelers and the Ravens as well. So I'm going to say no shot.
If Lamar gets it figured out, I would say shot, because I do think the Browns are going to be second in this division. So I would say shot, but a lot would have to happen.
Browns over your Steelers?
Mind. Yeah. Well, Browns guy. I'm a Browns guy now. I don't know if you know that, Pete.
Oh.
No, Junior was the Browns guy.
No, yeah, Junior's the Falcons fucking... guy.
That's true.
Yeah, big, big Falcons guy.
From MMA Tweeter, Bengals will make the playoffs. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the best record in the NFL. Super Bowl will be Chiefs, Buccaneers. Shot, shot, and shot from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bengals made the playoffs, but I think there's a shot. Joe Burrow could be that good. They've drafted some good young guys the last few years. Those guys could really break out, and right now it's about that time. Second year for the head coach. Last year, you know, a little bit of a struggle figuring things out. They could do it. They could be sneaky. The other ones aren't that bold. I think the Buccaneers definitely can have the best record in the NFL, and I think Super Bowl – well, that was actually my Super Bowl prediction, Chiefs over Bucks. So, yeah.
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 Here's this Not is that this, bold. I got a good one for Junior here. Somebody gave this one for Junior.
Oh no.
Raving Cheetah says Cam Newton's arm is shot and gets signed by the New England as a tight end.
this guy out of his.
He would be brain. A damn good tight end though.
I don't know.
I just love how. This is a good one for Junior.
That sounds like something he would come up with.
Something
honestly.
Just yeah, it is, I guess.
No.
I'd say no shot. You're never gonna see Cam Newton no not shot. Be a. He's the starting quarterback.
Yeah. For who?
I don't know, man. The face of the XFL next year.
Oh.
Comes back.
Okay.
He's not even. He's better than the XFL.
I was just about to say. Like,
unless they give him all the money.
I don't think he'd ever go.
Give everybody $100,000 to play in that league, and then give Cam Newton everything else. That might do it.
This one's getting extra bold here from Ryan. The NFC will have two wild card teams at 12-4 or better. One being 14-2. So a wild card team, 14-2.
No shot.
I'm saying no
incredible.
Shot.
I think it's impossible.
Well, I think he's saying that. Let me try to say what he's thinking here. We'll say that maybe he thinks the Saints go 15-1 and the Buccaneers go 14-2. And so that's kind of what he's thinking there.
I suppose that's mathematically possible.
Will they like beat each other once and then one team's not even going to lose a game to anyone else?
Yeah, a lot of good questions.
And then the other team's going to lose only one more game to someone else. There's just no way.
Here's a good one. From I can't even read that or at back to step over. CeeDee Lamb will become Dak's primary target and have the most touchdowns of the three receivers. The other receivers being Amari Cooper
shot.
And Michael Gallup. I'm gonna say shot because
I'm gonna say shot too.
It's easier to say Cooper's better right now. Lamb has that crazy upside, is that talented to be just as good, but then you factor in that Cooper kind of misses some parts of games or some time, and yeah, I think Lamb is that good, so I'm definitely gonna say shot. I think by the end of this year, we can be talking about CeeDee Lamb being their best receiver, really.
I would actually give that a shot as well. I like CeeDee Lamb quite a bit.
And then, like,
Dak does need a sign.
Tony
Romo's coming back. He's coming back.
Yeah. We heard.
I think that's a shot, too, and I think that just makes the Cowboys just so much dangerous. I think they're going to be sneaky.
I mean, look, yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Dak still needs to come back.
Yeah, he will.
I think the
don't
boys
worry.
Might
what about
go
Andy
all the way.
Dalton? What's
yeah, they got the Red Rocket.
If Andy Dalton, I don't think it's gonna happen. But if Andy Dalton started every single game, where do you put like the wins over under?
Great question.
9
over under. I would say over under 8.
I would go over 8. 9, I don't know. I'd probably say push.
That's what I'm saying. I think they would get 9 with Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton's.
I mean, Mike McCarthy
pretty good.
Won the Super Bowl when he had one of the best receiver units. I won't say not duos or anything, but units of all time. And then that pretty much went downhill after then. And the front office stopped focusing on receiver altogether. And the Packers struggled. Now he's with the Cowboys, and he has Amari Cooper,
the best trio in the league,
and Michael Gallup. Yeah, looking pretty good. Interesting. This is pretty specific from Drake Hahn. The Bucks will go 5-11 right off the bat. I'm gonna say no shot on that. Drew Lock will throw 3 interceptions within his first 2 games, showing he isn't the one.
Whoa.
Well, if 3 interceptions makes him not the one.
So I'm gonna say shot that he can throw 3 interceptions. I'm gonna say no shot for the rest of that. And then Super Bowl is Chiefs versus Seahawks. I'm definitely gonna say shot on that one.
I would give him a shot too. Yeah.
Jacob Picklesmeyer. I don't know if I even said that right. Cowboys go 13-3. That kind of just goes in when we were talking about the Cowboys. I don't think they go 13-3, but I think there's a shot they can be pretty dangerous, pretty good.
I would give them a shot for 13-3. The defense kind of scares me in a sense. I mean, they're gonna be good, but I just don't think it's 13-3 good. The offense would have to be that much better, which is possible. But Dak has to sign though.
Dak does need to sign.
The Bills coach tweeted at us, Brandon Bean, the GM. Bills lead the league in sacks.
You said this about his own team?
Yeah, the
Shot.
general manager says it's about his own team. I'm gonna say, ooh, that's tough. I'm gonna say no shot. They're very good defense. Their actual edge rushers could be a little better. I think their best edge rushers will be probably Jerry Hughes and AJ Epenesa. I mean, they do have Mario Addison who can get after the quarterback. They do have Trent Murphy. They got a lot of guys that kind of get pressure. They don't get the actual sacks. If Epenesa's game carries over from Iowa, then he will get the sacks, but it's a little bit of an adjustment. The most of their pressure and sacks, I think, will actually come from their interior. Ed Oliver, Quentin Jefferson, guys like that. I think they'll be a really good defense, but it won't be top tier in the sack department. So I'm going to say no shot, actually.
I'm giving them a no shot as well. I think there's just other teams that are just easily will lead that.
Oh, I got one, but I got to save that one for the end. I'm trying to wrap this up here and end this off with a couple more. Saquon Bar from Raphael at Raphael Roser. Saquon Barkley wins MVP after breaking the rushing yard record and all-purpose yards record. I'm going to say shot that he can win MVP, shot that he can break the rushing yard record.
If he breaks the rushing, if he breaks the rushing record, he's gonna break the all-purpose record,
I'm going to say
maybe.
no shot for those two. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Saquon Barkley, I think shot he can win MVP, no shot for the other two just because early in his career, any minor injury, they're going to hold him out and limit him like last year. Maybe there won't be a minor injury, though. I don't think in any way he's injury prone. Not in any way. I just think anything minor, they're still in that stage where they can hold him out. But I think he definitely can win MVP. No
I
shot
think.
He wins MVP.
No shot he wins MVP?
When's the last time a running back won the MVP? Was it Adrian
Adrian
Peterson, like
Peterson. That's true.
forever ago?
Yeah, but
You have
Saquon
probably the most
and he
elite
almost broke the rushing
quarterbacks
record.
all in the same league right now.
Yeah, actually,
But
Danny
Saquon
Shot,
might be
there's no
the
shot.
best
I'm on board with Danny over here.
physical
Yes.
running back since Adrian Peterson. Like the idea of Barkley.
Oh
All
my
right,
God, man.
okay, all
Oh.
right. Let's
I'm on
see.
dead. That's all I was about to say.
Yeah.
Nicholas
On board with Danny.
Olmney. Russell Wilson finally wins NFL MVP with his new target, Greg Olsen, to go with the dynamic duo of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. I'm gonna say shot for sure.
Yep.
Greg
He better
Olsen's
take a
having a
step
playoff
to.
season.
Hey,
Two more.
Pete.
We got time for two more. Chancer J. I don't know what that says. I'm
Chance
sorry.
the Rapper.
Yeah, where Chance the Rapper says Brady turns out to be not the
A bust.
legendary player that everyone says he is. So basically,
Oh.
Patriots win their division with Brian Hoyer leading.
Brian Hoyer.
No shot,
Brian
no
Hoyer.
shot. Brady's legendary no matter what happens, what you say. Patriots can win their division, but I don't think it's with Brian Hoyer leading. So I'm gonna say no shot for both.
No shot for
I'm
both,
with you.
I
No
guess.
shot.
Well.
And to end it, the final
One
one.
for Pete.
We save the best for last. It is for Danny and Junior mainly.
Yes. Oh, it's a Bears
It's a
one.
Bears one.
It's
Bears one. It's a
it's well, let me tell you his username here, and then you tell me if it's a Bears one.
Okay.
Mitchell, not Mitch.
Oh, maybe
Sounds
Mitch.
like a
Maybe
Packers
it's.
guy to me.
Sounds like Mrs. Trubisky.
Bears go 13-3, and Mitch Trubisky wins MVP.
I'm out.
No
Oh my
shot.
God. No shot.
Well,
I was on in the
okay.
first
That's
half of
gonna
that.
do
I
it
would
for this
say,
week's podcast.
yeah, get us out of here.
Get
Get
us
us out of
out
here
of
quick.
this. What were you gonna say?
We
Did
gotta
you
get out of
actually
here.
have something for that?
I was gonna say I do even before they said Mitch Trubisky, which I should assume from the name. I don't have the Bears ceiling as 13-3, so I was gonna say no shot, regardless of who's at the helm. So.
I would give him a shot with Nick Foles. I don't think it. I mean, it's actually the schedule's actually.
I.
Would they finish third last year? It's pretty tough, I think. For it's not tough, but it's tough for a third place schedule. But I think they'd be pretty. I'd give him a shot. Definitely don't think it's gonna happen, but not with Trubisky, and definitely not Trubisky winning MVP.
But like, what if though? I got my Trubisky jersey packed up. I can pull it out right now if you want me to.
No,
That's
burn
gonna
it.
do it for
Get
this
rid of it.
podcast. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for playing along. You can find us on Twitter. That's where you kind of can play along. Just search Goat House at Goat House NFL. You can search the Goat House on Apple, Spotify. I mean, that's how you're listening to it right now, I guess. And then you can find us on YouTube, The Goat House. We have two channels, actually, full NFL coverage. That's going to do it, though. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Oh, what a good boy.